Those rings make it look like Uranus has been tilted off its axis, toppled over by a stray planet. It's eerie out here. Already beginning to feel small, lonely. Maybe this is how we'll feel at the edge of the universe. But we've barely left the shore. If the solar system was 1 mile wide, so far we've traveled about 3 inches. Out of the deep, another strange beast, the god of the sea, Neptune. This world is covered in methane gas, and a storm as big as Earth, whipped up by savage 1,000-mile-an-hour winds. Back home, it's the sun that drives the wind. But Neptune's far away. Something else must be creating these ferocious winds. But what? We know very little about our own solar system. After all those balls of gas, a solid moon. Triton. Solid, but not stable. Just look at those geysers, cosmic smokestacks, pumping out strange soot. And this moon is revolving around Neptune in the opposite direction of the planet's spin. A cosmic battle of wills that this angry moon is destined to lose. Neptune's massive gravity is pulling on Triton, slowing it down, reeling it in. One day, it will be ripped apart by Neptune. And that's it. No more moons, no more planets in our solar system. It's getting colder. We're getting further from the sun, slipping from the grip of its gravitational tentacles. But this isn't a void. It's teeming with frozen rocks.